Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Dr. Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny, the call, and the purpose of God as we see the manifestation of His will and His word in our life as He proves us, refines us in everyday situations, and we are chosen to be the light to someone else. God gets glory out of us, and we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it is amazing to see how God can use ordinary people, unlikely candidates, for His glory, for His purpose, and His plan. And we are the ones He's using, the ones called out, the one that He's poured His anointing on, the one that is going to get the glory out of our lives is God. So it's amazing, and we thank God for it. We are going to be talking today about something that people do not like, but it is a process and it's part of our growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's part of our process, and that is the place of considering. When God considers you, when God begins to consider you for glory, when God begins to consider you for growth, when God considers you for a blessing, when He considers you for something greater. And so that is the place where we don't like and the place that we run from, but we have to remember God is the one that is in control, and He's the one that's going to get the glory out of our lives. So when we look at the book of Job, we see that in the when it begins to talk, it talks about who Job was, what type of man he was, who he was in the eyes of man, in the eyes of the enemy, and the eyes of God. And that's what you have to understand, that when you begin this Christian walk, when you begin to move in the presence of God according to His will, when you begin to walk according to the Word, you are going to be looked at by people, you're going to be looked at by the enemy, and you're going to be looked at by God. And every last one of them are going to have a different opinion of you. Every last one of them are going to say things about you, some of them true and some not true. The only one that it will be true is the opinion and the word and the conversation that God has about you. That is the one that is true, because God sees us through and through. He knows us from beginning to end. He understands who we are more in depth and more intently than anybody else on the face of the earth, more than we know ourselves. God knows us. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows exactly our lifespan. He knows what's going to come ahead of us. He knows what's going to happen in our day. He knows what's going to spirit realm, how we're going to grow, what we're going to do, the decisions that we make. He knows it all. And because He knows it all, the conversation that He has about us is a conversation that matters. It's not what the enemy says, because he does not rightly divine who we are. He does not rightly see who we are. He does not understand who we are. And people only judge from the outside, so they don't even know who you are. Even if they're Christians, the Bible says that we are not to allow the flesh to move us. We're to try the Spirit by the Spirit, and we're not to have any confidence in the flesh. So that lets us know that even we ourselves can miss it, but God never does. So we see that Job is being considered, and he's looked at by these three different categories. And the category that has considered him is the category that has his best interest at heart. It is God. Whatever people are saying about you, whatever the enemy is saying about you, it doesn't matter. When God begins to consider you for something, He's setting you up for a blessing. He's setting you up for a promotion. He's setting you up for spiritual growth. He's setting you up to be an example, setting you up so you can show the enemy that you do not have, that he does not have a hold on you like he used to, because the enemy knows you're a former person. He knows who you are according to the works of the flesh when you lived for him. He knows that resume, but he does not know the resume that has been redeemed. He doesn't know the resume now that has been changed, the resume that has been crucified with Christ, and you have a new nature, but nevertheless you live, and even now you're still covered under the blood of Jesus, covered in his grace. The enemy does not know that person. So because he does not know that person, he's going off of the resume of what he knows about you and the resume of every human being from the time of Adam until the end of time, until Jesus comes back, he's going off the resume of what it has taken and what he's done to fool, to deceive mankind. And so he's looking at you saying, I'm going to make you fall because I know that under this pressure or under this situation or with this circumstance, you're not going to praise God, worship God, love God, seek after God. You're going to act up and you're going to curse God. So the enemy's part of his idea about who you are is inadequate, and it doesn't matter because it only matters what God says. It only matters what how God sees you and what God speaks about you and what God says about you. So we see that God has considered Job, and he makes this announcement to an enemy who doesn't even know who Job was, because he was looking at the things that Job had, because he makes the statement. He says he serves you because you protect his family. He serves you because you bless him. He serves you because you keep him and his children in a place of prosperity. And that is the only reason why he serves you. But God understood Job was more and knew more and had a relationship that was more than the things. The enemy does not know that you are a worshiper. He doesn't know that you are a lover of God, lover of righteousness. He doesn't know that you search and seek after the things that pleases God, that your heart is tender before the Lord. He doesn't know that you want to please God with everything, that you're striving and moving and pressing towards the mark of the high calling. He only sees your mistakes. The Bible lets us know that he's the accuser of the brethren. So he's waiting for you to mess up so that he can go and tell God, see, you love this individual so much, and they can't even get it right. But grace covers the multitudes of our sin. When the enemy comes before God to accuse us, our advocate, our covering, the blood of Jesus intercedes and acquits us of all this. So anytime God looks at us, he sees Jesus. He doesn't see us. He sees the blood that has covered us, the blood that rescued us, that saved us. And God does not allow the enemy's accusations to change or sway his mind concerning us. He doesn't allow what the enemy said to him about us to change his love for us. He still loves us, and the blood is evident. Because he's forgiven the multitudes. He's forgiven our transgressions, our iniquities, our sins. He has forgiven our trespasses. And that in itself lets us know, because of that, we have a relationship with God that is not built on stuff, that is not built on what he can do for us, but it is built on our eternal, his eternal love, his eternal home, his eternal family for us. So we have to understand that when God considers us, it doesn't matter what the enemy is saying. It only matters what God has said and spoken about us. The consideration is the thing that we have to understand. We hate the part of considering. We hate that we are considered in God's eyes in the place of being tried. But God is bragging on you when you're being tried. When he considers you for a test, when he considers you for a tribulation, when he considers you to go through a trial, when he considers you to have something happen in your life, and he has already made a way for your escape, he's already know the beginning and the end, know how you're coming out, when you're coming out, know the fruit that you're going to bear, know when you get up from your pity party, know when you're going to take the word and apply it, know when you're going to begin to fight in the spirit and begin to pray or worship or obey him. He knows all those details. And he will wait you out. He does not change his mind because you decide in the middle of considering that you're going to stop the test or you're going to stop obeying. He will wait you out, and you will stay in that situation longer until you agree with God. You will stay there until you say, I'm going to do it. If you walk away from God or walk away from the situation or don't obey God for 10 years, when you agree to go back and do what God says, that same place will be waiting on you. Even though time has passed and eternity, you're still at the same place until you agree with God. Job agreed in the fact that he knew that God was the one that was going to bless him and promote him and establish him. And if God gives to him, God can also bring other things in his life. He didn't understand why it was so hard, but he would not curse God in the form of what the enemy wanted him to. You have to understand when God considers you to go through things in your life, these are the things that are going to grow you in the spirit realm. These are the things that are going to mature you. These are the things that's going to build your faith. These are the things that's going to give you an overcoming testimony. And it does not feel good, but this is what brings God glory. It didn't feel or look good for Jesus to be on the cross. But while he was there, and it looked like he was defeated, and it looked like he was weak, and it looked like the enemy had gotten the upper hand, and it looked like he could not win, that's when he was the most victorious, because he was at the place of going into the place of conquering completely, winning completely over everything the enemy had ever done to mankind from beginning of Adam and to the end. He was winning complete victory. And sometimes when we're going through that place of being considered, we look like we are not victorious. We look like in the outside realm to the world and to those that are around, we look like we are not winning, but we are winning victoriously in Jesus Christ. It does not yet appear what you shall be, but there is a process that is going on in your life because God has considered you that's going to take you from the place of being on the back to the front, of looking like you don't have victory to the place of overcoming victory that is seen and evident. You're going to know it, you're going to experience it, and you're going to understand that if God has been for you, because he has been for you, because he knows your name, because he's had a conversation about you and considered you, you are in the place of winning and overcoming and being a blessing, not only to you, but to everyone around you. The place of considering is not the place for doubt and disbelief. It is the place for you to grab hold to the word of God and believe that what God is doing in your life is serving a greater purpose than where you're at right now. You're going to sojourn through that place to the place of triumphant victory. It's not the place where you're going to build a house. It's not the place where you're going to stay. You're passing through that place to get to the other place. You're going through something to get to another promise, to another blessing, another level, another understanding, a deeper relationship with God. It is not going to kill you, even though it feels like it. Your flesh is dying and you don't like it. But guess what? In the spirit realm, if you're grabbing that word, if you're believing the word of God, if you're grabbing hold to it, you are going to win triumphantly and you're going to see the demonstration of God's power in your life. You've been considered. And when God talks about you, he talks about you like he talked with you about Job. He talks about you in a light that is pleasing, in a light that is a blessing, in a light that shows who you are spiritually, that shows your spirit man. He said Job was a righteous man. God was looking at the righteousness of Job, not in his own light, but in him. He was looking at his character. He was looking at his integrity, his heart. He was looking at his motive, and he saw that in the spirit realm, Job had a character that was pleasing unto him. When God talks about you, when he talks about me, when he's considering us, when he's bragging on us, when he's boasting on us, he's boasting on the authority and in the authority and in the righteousness that he has given through his son, through the blood of Jesus. And he knows what he's imparted into us to make us be victorious. He knows the word that he's spoken. He knows what he's already set up. He already knows the help that he's going to bring. He knows the empowerment that he's going to give you in the word, in your worship, in your devotion time when he speaks to you. He knows the beginning to the end. And when he considers you to bear fruit and be victorious. I'm Pastor Cheryl Jackson. We'll be back tomorrow for more empowerment on the place of considering. And I pray that you've been encouraged and that you continue to hold on and speak the word of God. Praise God through this place because you're just sojourning through it. You've only been considered for promotion, and that's a good place to be. Be blessed in the Lord. Be of good courage. Know that you are victorious and God is for you, and we'll see you tomorrow at the same time. God bless you.